Welcome back to the show, everyone. Today, we're diving into a cannabinoid you might not hear about every day, CBG. That's right, cannabigerol. If CBD is the calm cousin and THC is the party starter, CBG is sort of the hidden genius in the family. It's often called the mother cannabinoid because, in the early stages of the cannabis plant's life cycle, most cannabinoids, including CBD and THC, actually start out as CBG. So, what makes it special? And why are people talking about it more than ever? Let's break it down. First, let's talk about what CBG does in the body. Just like CBD and THC, CBG interacts with your endocannabinoid system, the network of receptors that helps regulate mood, sleep, appetite, and even immune function. But CBG's relationship with those receptors is a little different. It binds more directly to CB1 and CB2 receptors, which might explain why early research shows it could be effective for things like focus, mood balance, and inflammation. Now, keep in mind, research is still in its early days. We don't have decades of clinical studies yet. But what's exciting is how many areas CBG is being looked at for, from gut health to neuroprotection, even potential antibacterial properties. Let me give you an example. One study suggested that CBG might support healthy inflammatory responses in the digestive tract. That could mean new options down the road for people struggling with discomfort related to gut health. Another line of research is exploring CBG's effect on brain cells. Could it help protect against age-related decline? It's too soon to say for sure, but it's fascinating to watch unfold. Now let's talk about how people are actually using CBG today. You'll find it in oils, capsules, and my personal favorite, gummies. The reason gummies are so popular is simple. They taste great, they're pre-dosed, and they make it easy to fit CBG into your daily routine. I've personally found CBG to be a daytime cannabinoid. While CBD can sometimes make people feel a little too relaxed, CBG has this reputation for being clear-headed and focusing. Some people take it before work, before a workout, or just as a daily supplement to keep their mood steady. Of course, not all products are created equal. This is where quality really matters. A lot of brands cut corners with cheap fillers or hemp that isn't cleanly sourced. But companies like Simple Leaf have raised the bar by creating vegan, non-GMO, and lab-tested CBG products that customers really trust. Their CBG gummies in particular stand out because they're potent, delicious, and designed with everyday wellness in mind. If you're curious about trying CBG, that's one of the first brands I'd recommend. So what's the big takeaway here? CBG isn't just another wellness trend. It's one of the most exciting cannabinoids in the plant, with unique properties that make it worth exploring, whether you're looking for focus, balance, or just a natural way to support your body. And as always, remember, do your homework. Check the lab results, choose brands you can trust, and start with a low dose to see how your body responds. That's it for today's episode. If you enjoyed this deep dive into CBG, make sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share this with a friend who's curious about hemp wellness. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.